Welcome to Measured Impact, where we share behind-the-scenes stories of the world's leading mission-driven companies. Because when it comes to activism, brand building, and revenue growth, we believe profits and purpose aren't mutually exclusive. Let's dive in.
For those who don't know you, if you can give us a quick intro to who you are and a bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. So I'm Neil Callanan. I'm the founder of Loose Grip and Grasp. My background is in marketing and analytics and numbers and data and all the things. And I've spent the last 17 or 18 years trying to get smarter about how to measure what's working well and what's not working so well and how to turn those things into action. Along the way, we use that to build the GRASP framework, which is sort of the synthesis of all of those learnings put in one place. And for me, that's about creating connection that is somewhere between the data and the authenticity of the brand and finding ways to prove what really works and doing so in a voice that feels true to marketers and brand builders and the people trying to build their brand.
Awesome. And if you want to tell us a little bit about Loose Grip, I know you mentioned GRASP and a bit about what we do, if you want to go a little bit into those services and tools that we offer that string that common thread of measuring impact.
Sure. So Loose Grip is a small digital shop. We're a small but mighty remote team, mostly in North America, and we focus in on driving insights and insight analysis for mission-driven brands. So from a background standpoint, you know, we are sort of one side traditional marketing agency developing paid media campaigns and web properties and campaign creative. And then on the other side, we focus in on helping large, typically B2C brands figure out how to understand what's really working about the content that they create and the platforms that they use and the money that they spend in market. So over the last 10 years or so specifically, I'd say we've been really focused in on finding actionable insights for brands and for marketers who are creating a lot of content. The more content, the better. And, you know, even better is if they're doing it in a bunch of languages in a bunch of countries where we can help them create a framework using our tech chops and our measurement expertise to align with how they think about creating content.
Neil, why start Measured Podcast now? What sort of gaps do you think exist and are needed in conversations about marketing analytics, our industry as a whole, and what needs to come to light?
Sure. So I think now is probably more timely than ever. We are at a time where a lot of brands are being questioned or are questioning their investment in sort of activism, values, do-goodery of any kind, really. And, you know, especially given the current state of all things politics, where there's a whole lot of polarity, brands are just feeling really risk-averse to having a voice and speaking loudly to it. And, you know, we really feel like with the right data and the right information, the brands who are doing it well are actually succeeding more than ever at translating that activism into the bottom line. And I think what we see now more than ever is that there's a need to have that. And there's a need to be able to speak to not only how their activism impacts the planet, the people, all the things, but also, are you selling more stuff, more widgets, more things? And we're hopeful that the Measured Impact Pod will allow some brands to tell their stories and give other folks the confidence to really advocate for continued investment in marketing and content and messaging that maybe pushes the brand a little bit.
Who is this for? Who do you have in mind when you created the idea for Measured Impact Podcasts? Who will get the most out of these episodes? And what do you want them to take away when they're listening to the show?
Yeah, I think the podcast is for brand marketers, digital marketers, analytics professionals, but somewhere in that intersection, right? So we think the gap that we're trying to fill is, you know, on one side, you have sort of like brand marketers with a capital B who are the ad age set and the people learning about kind of brand as a whole. And then on the other side, you have these analytics professionals who are really in the data and the numbers and the dashboards. And we really think the impact is actually felt somewhere in between the two, right? So finding ways to tie the two together, understanding the impact, but doing so with data that's, you know, clear and concise and able to be understood by the brand itself.
Awesome. And within that, what are some core messages and topics can we expect to hear in future episodes that encapsulate that impact to be shared in their messaging and boardrooms, et cetera?
Well, we're really hoping to hear about both the strategy and the tactics. And I think what I mean by that is that, you know, we want to hear not only kind of how do folks think about their activism efforts and the impact it can have on their brand, but also how can we look at how they integrate that into their content calendars, literally like how often, how do they choose how often they're going to post, what styles, what formats, what platforms. Like we kind of want to bridge the gap between kind of high level strategy and also the tactics of understanding it, you know, measurement strategies or thinking about how they drive dorky stuff like tagging structures and all that kind of thing. We can kind of take it wherever it goes, depending on the folks who we speak to. But I think the idea is there's something to be learned from how any of these brands do it. And we work with some really cool brands. And my general reality is that we're all kind of making it up as we go, right? Like my thought is we're all kind of making up how we measure it, what we measure, how we use that to make decisions. And so the more examples we can hear, I think the better.
With that in mind, what kind of conversations are you hoping to have with guests and to have guests, to have interviews? I know you're doing a number of interviews, being interviewed lately, and soon you'll be on the other side. Give us some insight of what you're looking forward to bringing to the show and those kinds of conversations.
Sure. So I would say I think we want to ask good questions and try to get folks to be a little bit more candid about what they know really succeeds in their organization, but also understanding how to communicate a lot of this stuff. So I think the sort of miss or underutilized skill set when it comes to brand marketing and analytics, frankly, is being able to figure out how to tell that story to your audience. And so I'm really interested to hear how other folks are bringing in their leadership along the way, how they bring them along into the conversation and the causes and the numbers. Because I think one of the things that we see a lot is that the numbers are kind of the easier part, and the harder part is communicating those in a way that the leadership can understand and then buy into, right? If you have to go convince a board that it's still worth doing some level of activism, you really need to be able to do so in a way that the numbers tell the story, but at an approachable level. And it's easy to get kind of talking about big numbers and lots of commas and really high rates of change. But ultimately, we want to kind of hear how that's impacting the conversations they're having internally.
When are we launching the show? What is the episode schedule? What can people expect from us moving forward now that this podcast is alive and well?
Sure. Well, our hope is to try to put out an episode every other week, and then we'll be pushing out little snippets in between. And the hope is that we can keep the episode short and digestible and concise. And if you know any folks who would be a good guest, we're actively searching for more voices to talk about how they kind of measure the impact that they're having, both from the commercial sense and also on the planet. Thanks for listening to the Measured Impact Podcast. We're really thankful to have great guests to come on and tell us their real candid stories about their brand, their impact, and their purpose. We're looking forward to hosting more in the future. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm Neil Callanan on LinkedIn, or you can check out the GRASP framework at graspyourimpact.com.